This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 16 for Thursday, August 11th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE futures canola contracts were stronger Thursday, taking direction from outside markets. Canola up 9 to over $11, November up $10.90 at $866.90 per ton. Gains in crude oil were supportive for world vegetable oil markets, while the dryness concerns for U.S. soybeans adding to the spillover buying interest in the Canadian market. Canadian crop conditions do remain relatively favorable for canola in most areas, although some areas of concern persist while many fields are well behind normal in development. The USDA releases its latest monthly supply-demand estimates tomorrow, and pre-report positioning was behind much of today's activity. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures were all higher. Uncertain Midwestern forecasts heading into the latter half of August helped keep a weather premium in the bean market, with the November contract up 20 cents at $14.48 per bushel. While temperatures show signs of easing off their highs, there's little rain in the forecasts for many regions. Weekly U.S. export data included net reductions of old crop business, while new crop sales of just under 500,000 tons were in line with expectations. The USDA announced additional private export sales of over 100,000 tons of soy meal to Mexico this morning, giving that market an added boost. Positioning ahead of Friday's report was the feature, with updated yield and stocks numbers having the potential to swing the markets after their release. Corn also posting good gains ahead of tomorrow's report, with average trade guesses calling for cuts to U.S. corn yields and world supplies. The September contract up 8 cents at $6.29 per bushel. France's Strategy Grains lowered their forecast for European corn production by more than 10 million tons today, placing the crop at 55 million tons as heat and drought decimates production. Wheat futures, they are higher across the board. Minneapolis up 14 cents in September at $9.20 per bushel. Kansas City up 16 cents in the September contract at $8.89 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's up 11 cents in September at $8.10 per bushel. Strategy Grains left their European wheat production estimate unchanged at 123.3 million tons, but did lower their export number to 29 million. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales of about 360,000 tons were in line with expectations. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, August 11th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington. That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.